What's up, everyone? My name is Matt, and I am SecureD, and welcome to episode 18 of the SecureD podcast. After about a year and a half, we are back due to, I wouldn't say popular demand, but a significant amount of demand, you'd suggest, based on the fact that we're doing our podcast again, which is really exciting. Today, we've got Paul back. We're probably going to go once a month moving forward instead of once a week or once a fortnight, because to be honest, I probably don't have the time to do it as often, but there is a lack of good sneaker podcasts out there, and the last 3 or 4 months, a lot of people have been asking me to bring it back. So really excited to do it again, talk shit about shoes. If you have topics or questions that you want us to cover in the podcast moving forward, hit us up on Twitter with the hashtag SecureD Podcast, and we'll be sure to include them moving forward. This year we talk about, well, this year, this episode, more like it, we talk about some of our best and worst shoes of the year, and I sort of catch up with Paul. I haven't seen him for a little bit. Paul is Paul, and if you've listened to previous episodes, it's no surprise he opens up the first 3 or 4 minutes of the podcast shitting on my living room and giving me smack for my IKEA furniture, but it is what it is. I hope you enjoy the episode, and we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. Cheers. What's going on, Paul, man? How you doing?
Good.
Welcome back. Thank you for doing this.
Yeah, since the last time I had a child.
Yeah, I know. And I bought a house. A lot's changed. I think it's been like a year and a half since our last podcast.
Except your house just looks like your office, just like more spread out.
Yeah, yeah. There's like 3 rooms now filled with toys and shoes instead of one. But that's okay. I mean, I think if you know me, you wouldn't be surprised that there's just toys and shoes in every room. So I like it.
Yeah.
And you've got a house. Your house has got to look like you and your personality. I think it'd be weird if this room was just filled with a whole bunch of antiques. Wouldn't really suit me too good.
I guess.
Don't laugh, because one toy is worth more than all my IKEA furniture in the room.
That is true.
It is very true. What's been happening, man? You good?
Yeah.
It's wedding season for
you,
yeah?
Wait, before we do it, what's really been bugging me since I got walked into your house is, why do you have that 3 square, like 3x9 thing?
Yeah.
But instead you bought a 4x2.
Okay. Okay, so for the people who do not visit my house, I have a TV, and on either side there's a 3 cube IKEA setup that everybody has to display shit, because they sell in a 2 and a 4, Paul. They don't sell a 3.
They have the custom one on the IKEA custom bit.
Yeah, this was cheaper. I just bought these. It was cheaper, so it didn't really bother me. And when I get a bigger TV, I can take the singles out.
The OCD in me sees that.
But it's balanced.
Big.
The sides are balanced, man. It's even still. I agree with you. It annoyed me a little bit too. But as a homeowner, I don't care about that because it was cheaper.
All right.
It might get changed one day. But yeah, the idea was literally, when I get a bigger TV, I'll buy a TV cabinet, and then I'll get rid of the singles, and it'll just be doubles.
Holy shit. Is that TV from the 80s?
The TV is not from the 80s. The TV stand might be from the 80s. The TV is like 3 years old or some shit.
That TV is not 3 years old.
Yeah, man.
That's not LED.
Three, maybe four, but three. It's a cheap TV, dude. I'm not balling, Paul. I'm not you, mate.
I am surprised.
I'm not rocking the Bape pram.
That, I bought the Bape pram for retail. Oh,
yeah,
shit.
No, it's cool. Retail's still expensive as hell, dude.
It's actually not that much more expensive than a regular. It's actually cheaper than a regular pram.
Oh, and why? There's no safety check on a Bape pram.
You know what's bad about a Bape pram? It's made for little Jap people. So even for me, it's really small. So when I'm at like
Full arm extension. Oh, that's gold.
My wife thinks it's the best thing ever because it's about her height, but for fucking me, I'm just like...
All right, well, we've just started this and we've spent 3 minutes ripping on my living room, so thank you very much for that. That's great. I appreciate it. Shit TV, shit setup. Thank you. Toys are all right though, right? Got good books.
Yeah, yeah, and you still got those Dwayne Wade Jordan 2011,
the collab that no one knows exists. Yeah, it's great. I had to put it there, so I felt good about it still. Because
in the one color that I actually want.
That shoe's made me cry more than anything else ever, really, I think. Yep. I think I lived in a bottle of vodka for about 6 months because of that shoe.
Why?
Because it didn't fucking come out, Paul.
Yeah, but how many times have you not come out? True.
Well, I've not come out once. all right, so what we're going to do today, outside of puns and shitting on my living room, is talk about the best and worst shoes of 2017, a couple highlights of the year, some of the things we've purchased. And I think that's the perfect way to kick off bringing this podcast back. I think we're going to do it once a month, a bit challenging to do it a little bit more frequently than that. And as I travel around, which I get to do a little bit these days, I'll try and grab some guests from Sydney and Singapore to give you a bit of a hint.
He's lying. It's just going to be me every month.
It's going to be you a lot, let's be honest. And I've got to bring Laurie back too. Laurie needs to come back. I miss Laurie. I haven't seen him for a little bit. But I guess we'll kick it off with best of 2017. Do you have a number one? Do you have a favorite? How are you going to do it?
I didn't have a...
A number one?
Number one.
Yeah.
Well, I guess the one that won Sneaker of the Year, what was it? Fucking the Off-White.
Jordan 1.
Jordan 1. Are we allowed to swear in this one?
Yeah. We didn't, on iTunes, we're not explicitly rated now. I think they only really measure the first couple of episodes really strictly. You've done that on every episode that you're on. I would just say, maybe just try and keep it a little low-key. You can drop the F-bomb, but not all the time. I'm trying to keep it low-key. That's all right.
Sure.
Anyway, so the Jordan 1 Off-White collab?
Yeah.
How many of the 10 did you like, honestly? It's my number one pack of the year as well, for what it's worth. It's...
You know what? They didn't... When they first came out, you were like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if it's just because you get bombarded with it every day, you sort of go, yeah, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
So... You know, which one did I hate? I can't say I hated that many. I think I got the Zoom Flies, which look cool in theory, but then when I got them, they're see-through.
Yeah, they are. So all the ghost ones were, dude. Someone who's seen one of them in person.
Oh, my Air Force One isn't see-through.
Oh, yeah, but it's because it's got multiple layers of material to build the shoe.
So and my MX-90s aren't see-through.
Yeah, once again, same thing. It's a structural
thing. You said
all
the ghost ones were...
Yeah, but they...
You were wrong.
Well, I'm not wrong. You're technically wrong. The materials, if isolated, are transparent.
Yeah, I guess. So I don't like the see-throughness, but then again, I've always hated see-through shoes.
I hate the Mr. Invisible Air Force One.
You mean the, Invisible Woman?
Yeah, I say Mr. Invisible. That was dumb. It was Mr. Fantastic, whatever it was.
Yeah. Do you hate the clot kiss of death, whatever it is?
I think the only one I give a pass to is the Espo.
Why does everyone like the Espo?
I think it was the first, right?
The Invisible Woman was the first.
Nah, Espo was before that.
Oh, is the Invisible Woman the first Air Force One?
Yes. Espo was first, Air Force Two.
Yeah.
90% of people listening to this podcast will have no idea what the Espo Air Force 2 is.
That's true.
It's very true.
Google it.
Google, please, guys.
Yeah. Or Google Home it, if you've got a Google Home.
No, do not talk to my Google Home. Paul tried to do something terrible to my Google Home before, and I'm not very happy about it. Don't make me just yell on this podcast so it stops recognizing
you. I kind of think your Google Home is like... Scarlett Johansson in Her, but in your house.
It's definitely a home spy. All I'm doing with that thing is giving Google more data to be able to track me and advertise stuff to me. Don't talk to it, Paul. I can see it in your eyes.
When you're lonely, do you at home go, hey Google Home, sing to me?
Sometimes I say, hey Google, I'm home, and then, oh no, it's going to do it.
Sorry, I can't help with that yet, but I'm always learning.
Okay. Hey Google, is Matt a bitch?
Oh, Paul. It's not gonna.
Sorry, I don't understand.
See, she knows her. So good. She's like, I don't get it. Matt's not a bitch. I don't know how to answer that. Anyway, let's stop talking to that.
There's too many articles. I won't be able to work out.
Okay, so that I think for me, my favorite was, or everyone's favorite was the Jordan 1.
Yeah.
I think the 90 looked good too. Yeah. And then I haven't seen the Air Force 1 in person. I saw the Chuck look good. So.
The Chuck looks mighty see through.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. You know what I don't like about the Chuck?
What's that?
That you work for Converse and I can't get one.
No one else knew that before the podcast, but, you know, it's fine. That's not how it works.
Yes, it does.
It's not how it works. Welcome to, like, my sneaker friendship with everybody in the world now. It's like, why can't I get that? It's like, that's not how that works.
I'm pretty sure that's
how it works. You've got a friend who owns, one of the best stores in the country. Just ask him.
He doesn't. They're not getting it either.
Yeah, well no one knows who's getting it yet. I don't know what the release date is either.
And they don't hook anyone up. That's how it's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, I nearly threw other store names out there to throw shade. I'm not going to do that. No, they're good. But yeah, I think that's up there for me. I wanted to throw one out that I like, that I would never buy, but I saw people wear, that I thought was a really successful shoe for the year, and that was the Gucci Ace.
I'm just trying to compute what you just said. But is that the one with the B on it?
Yeah, oh, it's the one with like the stripe on the side. Yeah. Kind of looks like a Stan Smith.
Yeah.
The reason I like it is just it just hit, like it just... It sort of blew up out of nowhere. The thing's like $870 or something, right? Like $800.
Yeah.
I hate the price point. The one with the flames was sick. I would never wear it. The reason I mention it is because I saw it everywhere. They must have sold a ton of those things, and a lot of women bought a lot more than one. So I think that's got to be up there. I would never usually recommend or suggest a Gucci shoe in my top shoes of the year, but it has to be up there. For me, anyway, just because it's different and what it achieved, I think it's sort of...
Yeah, I saw them in Singapore everywhere. I like...
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
I went to Singapore twice this year, and they were everywhere, which is no surprise for Singapore, to be fair.
Oh, I got offered that... is it the bootleg tee?
Oh, yeah.
I think it's $900.
Yeah, I know, man. I am paying $900. I don't pay $70 for a t-shirt, but, you know, unless it's Bape.
Yeah, I guess so.
I got the VaporMax. Well, the VaporMax in general is on my list because the VaporMax is sick. So VaporMax is on my list, but my favorite VaporMax is the Clot.
Is the VaporMax really sick?
I think it is. I think it's cool. I like the airbag. I like the construction. They're comfortable as hell.
Ultra Boost comfortable. That's my...
Yeah, but you're talking to a guy who doesn't back Addy. You're not going to see an Addy shoe on my best, but you're going to see a couple on my worst.
Jeez.
Says the guy sitting there in blue tint Yeezys.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, well...
I won them by a raffle, thank you very much.
I know, but that's not the point.
Are you telling me that you don't own one pair of Ultra Boosts?
100%.
You've never worn a pair of Ultra Boosts?
Nope.
Then you are not qualified to judge what's comfortable.
I am, because I've probably worn 500 to 600 pairs of shoes that I've owned in my life.
Yeah, but the Ultra Boost is the most comfortable shoe available, and if you've never worn it, you can't say that the fucking VaporMax is the most comfortable shoe available on the market.
I didn't say that. You did.
Oh, did I? Oh, my bad.
Yeah, I didn't say that, man. Yeah.
So then you accept that the VaporMax isn't the most comfortable shoe on the market?
I wouldn't know, because I haven't worn every shoe on the market, Paul. This isn't like some like court case. Have you tried on every shoe in the market, sir?
No, but I've tried the most comfortable ones that everyone says.
Yeah, well, everyone says, like, people wear Docs too. I know for a fact those shits aren't comfortable, so...
I wear Air Force Ones. They're just like Docs, but just sportier.
Yeah, but I think the Clot one's sick. It's like that fire engine red, the whole thing's fire
Isn't
engine
the
red.
Old red shoe dead?
No, well, not
Kanye West killed it.
Not like, after Asian, the, man.
After the Red October, every other shoe is just dead, right?
You
just
look at every pack that drops in China. There's a black, a white, and a red. Funny that.
Yeah, but that's because it's China. You have to have a red shoe, otherwise
they're
not going to release
it. Yeah, and dude, you move volume there, so people still wear red. The hottest two colours at the moment are yellow and orange, dude, in footwear. Like, yellow and orange are on fire.
Yeah.
So, yellow and orange, red, fucking right next to them on the colour wheel, so it's not too far away.
Yeah, no, the all red shoe's dead.
Well, according to Paul Newman, it's dead. I can tell you from a sale perspective, red's coming back hard.
Okay, besides for the clot.
No, I'm telling you.
What other all red shoe came out this year that was hot? That's about hot fire.
There's like 10,000 shoes that have come out this year. And
yeah, but which, like, in your top 10, was any of them all red?
No.
No.
Kyrie dropped a rad red shoe.
No, Kyrie's shoes suck.
No, we're about to fight. Kyrie 3 is in my top 10.
Fuck Kyrie.
No, man. I know he thinks the earth's flat and he's a bit of a numbskull, but and he interviews like a piece of stale bread, but man, the Kyrie 3 is one of the best basketball shoes I've ever worn in my life. That shoe is sick.
No, the LeBron 15 is the best basketball
shoe. There's also on my list. We'll get to that. No, the Kyrie 3, for the price point, how comfortable it is, it's my favorite basketball shoe since the Kobe 4.
I don't know. I don't play basketball.
Oh, so you ain't qualified then, yeah. Paul, either.
No. I'm qualified if I wear the shoe and I know it's comfortable or not, but I don't play basketball.
So Off-White on my list, Gucci Ace on my list, VaporMax Clot on my list.
You know, because everybody was wearing those Gucci Aces, I went and bought the Fragment Chuck things in Louis Vuitton. It's like, fuck all these shoes.
Kyrie 3, yeah, I think it's sick. It's my favorite basketball shoe of the year. What else have you got on yours?
Your favorite basketball shoe of the year is the Kyrie 3?
Yep.
Not the LeBron 15?
LeBron 15's on my list. It's second. I don't wear knit shoes. You know that. But I think it's... Well, we'll go straight onto that. And then you got to give me some of yours because we're just going through my list. The LeBron 15's amazing. It's a directional change for the franchise, which is sick. It's a knitted upper, which is super popular at the moment. But the problem I've had from LeBron's like 9 to like 13 was that they looked so dope on shelf, but you never wanted to wear them. Like, it was like made for Transformers. The LeBron 11's incredible, but it looks stupid when you wear it, at least in my opinion. The 15 is finally a basketball LeBron that you can wear off the street, like off the court again. Yeah. And that's where you really, truly succeed in basketball, because performance is great. But if you want a shoe that's going to like move genuine units and volume and catch on and have colorways that are commercial, people don't need 9 pairs to play in. They'll buy 9 pairs if they're wearing them on the street. LeBron 15's street worthy.
Well, LeBron 15's one of the first LeBrons I've bought in a long time. Actually, lied. I bought all the LeBron lows because the LeBron lows just look like LeBron 10's just low.
Yeah.
So I bought all those. But yeah, the LeBron 15 is definitely the first.
It's sick. Did you see his equality pair yesterday? Yeah. They were a black and white pair with equality on the back.
Yeah, but did you know that he's altered the LeBron 15?
He usually does because he has manky feet, man.
Well, the original LeBron 15, what's that? That bit underneath at the bottom when the outsole, where it lips out a little bit.
Yeah, the flare.
So the original LeBron 15 didn't have it.
Yeah.
And apparently that's why he rolled his ankle.
Gives you so much more midfoot stability. That's why Kobe transitioned to oxes, low cuts.
Yeah.
And that's why the 10 and stuff had such a prominent flare at the forefoot.
Yeah.
Gives you heaps of forefoot and ankle stability.
So if you zoom in on the current shoes, especially the equality shoe.
Yeah.
He's got more of a flare now at the bottom. Because
most of the guys get custom shoes. Like Kobe used to rock double stack Zoom in his shoes, and one side of his left shoe, I can't remember left or right, was like shaved down as well.
Fuck Kobe.
Yeah, let's not do that.
Jacking everything everywhere. I think Kobe's jersey ceremony.
I didn't watch it. I haven't seen it yet.
No, but I think it's just the fact that they
retired jerseys.
Two jerseys is the epitome of his career. He jacked shots his whole life, and now he even jacks up two jerseys.
Well, Shaq's got more than one jersey retired. Didn't Miami retire it?
Yeah, but it's still the one number.
Yeah.
It's not like they've got Shaq's jerseys in multiple colours at the fucking Staples Center.
Yeah, I know. Oh, well. Let's not go into a Kobe rant because one of my friends will listen to this and he loves Kobe. So what else is on your list, dude? Because I got a couple more.
What else? What did I like? I didn't mind you know what? There was one shoe that I liked that they haven't released. Does that count?
Don't say it's the... I know what you're going to say.
What is it?
Saks?
No. It's the Clot... it's the Clot Air Force One F100.
Oh, there's no surprise that you like that, yeah. Did that blow up? I didn't know if a lot of people saw that.
I don't think a lot of people saw it, because it's literally the Clot from the One World Pack in all white.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's going to be released.
No, but trust you to anything Air Force One for you. And Air Force One's are low-key coming back, Paul. Are you excited or angry?
No, I hate that.
I know, because one of my shoes I'm going to get to later.
Because now there's a whole bunch of fuckboys like...
Oh.
Like, that acronym shoe shouldn't have been hard. How many kids were that?
Oh, man, that shoe. What about... Yeah, okay, well, I'll go on a rant in a minute about something.
Yeah, I did like the Tom Sachs shoe. I apparently have a pair somewhere in the world. Eventually we'll come home.
When they actually come out. Technically.
Officially. Oh, they haven't come out?
Have they not?
Yeah, they have.
I thought they got recalled.
The Mars 2 runner-y thing?
Did they get recalled?
No.
Oh, my bad. Something got recalled. Maybe I dropped something I shouldn't have said. Anyway, moving on.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyway, that might happen every now and then. I'll try and avoid that as much as possible.
Yeah. I think, I know that it's altered because the original one, like, you couldn't wear it for long. It would just tear apart.
Maybe that's what it was. Mesh. Maybe that got a recalled originally and then it got re-released. Because there was definitely a recall on his shoe.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, all right, what else? What's next? You got something else?
So it was the acronym, the Mars Run Runner. The Clot. I did like the Stash AF100 that came out at ComplexCon that nobody got.
Yeah, that was sick. Did you see the one he posted like 1 or 2 days ago, which had his visual maintenance arrow on it that was indigo dyed? I thought of you when I saw that. That's nice. Like, that is the most Paul shoe ever.
Yeah. It's just everyone ripped me off. Yeah. It's just like speaking of the Clot Vapormaxes. When the promotional photos for that was a floating shoe in smoke.
Come on. I wonder where they saw that.
Yeah, I wonder where they got that from. Fucking.
Don't get me on stealing things this year. A lot of people have been stealing things. All right, well, I got... So we've done LeBron 15.
Oh, I did like the Stash Spiridon.
I thought it was super cool too. I think, yeah. Well, you say Spiridon, I say Spiridon.
Oh, fine, Spiridon. Okay. It's the only Spiridon I own.
Oh, yeah, you didn't buy the OG colorway when it got retro?
I bought it, I had to sell it because they ran small.
Okay, yeah. Fair call. I got the, I really liked the Kith Pippin pack. I thought that was pretty cool, especially the Chimera Pippin 2 or Pippin 1.
You mean the Chimera, the one with
Chimera, whatever. We just mispronounce everything today.
Sure.
Yeah, that was dope because I loved that Air Max pack back in the day with all the different patterns and prints on it. I thought they were cool. And I, you know me, like my favorite era of basketball shoes is 90s because they're offensive and rude, which will get me on a rant.
So do you
later.
Like that Atmos Air Max one with all the...
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, the Air Max pack. I love that.
That's going to come out next year.
Yeah, I know. I might actually get a pair. I never wanted to pay reseller prices on them.
That's another one that I like. I got the Atmos Air Max one that came out this year.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
I dug that.
The retro of the original. I kind of don't like them retroing limited editions. I think that's kind of whack. Like, to be fair, it's the exact same shoe. Just change the teal to yellow. Change the teal to orange. Change the teal to purple. Make it a second shoe. Make it a sequel. Don't re-release the fucking same thing, man. Like, those things, I passed on those for retail. You could pick them up the next day. Like, and now they're $800.
Like the dudes who love the Warhawks.
Oh, those things, man.
They were really shit when they came out.
I know. They're like $2,000 now.
Yeah.
How many pairs you got, Paul?
I don't have any. I got a lot of patters because those things were like fucking $40.
Oh, no. Yeah. Like, I got so many stories like that. My favorite, I think I've said it on here before, was when people were moving like the original retro of the True Blue 3 for $40.
Yeah.
That was great. That was a good day.
I don't like the new retro of the True Blue 3. I think that came out this year.
I don't know. I lost track of Jordan Brand.
It had a red liner.
Yeah, it did. Red liner. Yeah, it did. That did come out this year.
Yeah, instead of the Black Cement 3.
Yeah, that's coming out next year, I think.
Yeah, I don't want it. Have you seen the photo of it?
No, not yet.
They've fucked it.
Oh, no. What do they do? Shaper on?
They've made it like a mid-cut.
Huh? I'll show you. Oh, no. Paul's bringing it up on his phone. I'll drop something else, because I don't think you got a pair, but I did. Was the Golf LaFleur one fancy. Star.
Yeah, I got a pair of those.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I didn't get the first iteration because someone...
Wouldn't hook you up.
So I accidentally sold my pair. Not Navy Dave's.
I just think it's cool. They let him change the design to that shoe that he's always wanted. If you follow Tyler, you know that he's always wanted to release a shoe with that flower print on the side. So I really liked that second release. I thought it was dope. I picked up the yellow in the first release and the yellow in the second was my favorite. So I passed on the second. But he leaked images the other day of a third drop. So that's cool. I really like that shoe and I think it's good for the one star. But back to this Jordan, yeah. It almost looks like a trainer one.
Yeah, they fucked it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge fan. All right, so I don't have to buy those. That makes my year a little bit cheaper.
You know what? I've been saying that for the past year, but when it comes out, I'm still going to be like...
what else have I got on here? Oh, okay, so one thing I didn't get, which I actually wanted... Yeah, I'll pass on that. I don't like that new neck or ankle. That's not cool. Is the Yeezy 350 Zebra. So I don't like Yeezy 350s, but zebras are my spirit animal. I think we've talked about this before. I'm obsessed with zebras, like irrationally. I love zebras. They're my favorite animal.
You know what you should get for your house?
Zebra rug? No,
Hermes make a fucking 1.70 meters by 1.70 meters zebra Pegasus scarf that you can get framed. It looks sick.
Yeah, but you just said a brand that I can't afford, Paul. Yes, you just ripped on my $400 TV and my IKEA furniture and you're going to suggest
that TV was $400? Get the fuck out of here.
$300, yeah. Something like that back in the day. Anyway, stop ripping on my TV, Paul. That's not very nice.
Do you have an aircon in this thing?
Yeah, aircon's there, but it's loud. It's not that bad. Chill
out. I'm just wondering if
it's there. I'm going to put inducted aircon next year, but the people listening to the podcast don't need to know that. But that's pretty much my best of. Do you have anything else to chuck in?
Oh, what was the thing? See, I got a whole bunch of, I went to Japan this year, like I go every
again.
Year. And I got a bunch of, like, random-y stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I got a pair of the Izomi Nike. I don't know why. Nike released all these Air Force Ones at the moment, and they call them Nike IDs.
Yeah, but they're not Nike IDs. I don't know IDs. What that is, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's like they're limited, and they're blaming it on ID. I don't know how it's exactly happening.
Yeah, so I got an Indigo dyed.
Oh, sick.
Like Air Force One that has like vegetable tan on the side.
Wow, yeah, nice.
So yeah, that was cool.
Any bespokes this year, Paul?
I got the Shark Shadow bespoke things from Bespoke IND.
Yeah.
So that was cool.
Yeah, it's good.
I basically got that because I'll never own a Sneaker Freaker.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, I know. Sure. I got every retro, like every second release except for the ones that you got. Holy shit, that's the pickup of the year. How are we not talking about this?
That didn't get released this year though.
Doesn't matter. But... It's your pickup of the year. That is a steal. Can we talk about that or not?
Yeah, totally. I got the Sharkbait. The Sharkbait, and not the Shark Bloods.
The red one, right?
Yeah, but they're not called Shark Bloods, are they?
Oh, I don't know. Whatever. The red ones. Anyway, the ones that never came out.
The ones that never came out. Unofficial one. And I got a pair of the blue ones.
Yeah.
Both for under retail.
I can't believe you got the red ones for under retail. I saw them selling for like $1,500.
Yeah.
When they first leaked. Yeah.
And then you had that weird wacky kid in Melbourne who was trying to sell them for $10,000.
Yeah, anyway.
Yeah, no one's buying those.
No, not for $10,000. Yeah. But that was crazy. You showed me that and I was like, holy shit. Under retail too. That's just insane. Whoever sold you I bet whoever was selling them thought they were going to go for like some crazy price and then...
No, I know who sold them.
Yeah,
He sold them for Buy It Now.
Oh, did he?
They were Buy It Now.
Oh, yeah. We can't talk about who that guy is.
Yeah.
There's some things you can't...
Could he get in trouble? He couldn't get in trouble, could
yes.
he?
Yes.
Why?
Is he still employed?
No.
Oh, he's not employed by them anymore.
No.
Oh, then no, he can't get in trouble.
Yeah. He's, no, he's an artistic director for another company.
Moving along. let's go straight into worst sneakers of 2017. And I want to kick this off with a shoe that I hate, which is the Vetements. Do you say Vetements?
I say Venomon, but whatever.
Venomon?
Yeah.
The Reebok Fury. I hate that shoe. I hate it with a passion.
Is that the one where they drew on it?
Yeah. I hate it. I hate high-end fashion douchebags claiming doodling on shit makes it expensive. I'm sorry. People have been doing that since the 60s. You're not a hippie. Like, I don't get that whole DIY thing. I know you want me to go on a rant about that later. That's fine. But, like, that Reebok Fury, the fact that it came out and it made people draw all over their jeans and shit again. It's like, is this 1999?
Wait, people were drawing on their jeans because they're drawing
on shoes?
All over
the place. Like, a lot of the rappers and shit are doing it at the moment, too. I hate it. I hate that whole aesthetic. I don't really like it. I don't mind. Like, if you draw on your shoes, dude, good for you. Good for you. You made them yours. Like, you drew on them. That's cool. I ain't buying a shoe that some other... Dingbat drew on.
To be fair, when I travel overseas, I have a pair of Air Force One highs that I write the name of every country I've been on.
But see, that's different. You're not buying some other guy's doodling on a shoe, man.
No.
So that's fine. I like your story. That means like the shoe has like a timestamp. I did a blog post years ago about like my sneaker hall of fame, and it was all the shoes that I've traveled in.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But that thing sucked. I hated it. Do you have a shoe?
Yeah, I don't like the Balenciaga SS either.
Oh, that thing. I saw it on the street for the first time the other day. I can't believe the guy could walk in them.
But it's sold as... it's sold worn. Like, it's sold, like, distressed.
Yeah.
It's stupid. I hated when Nike did it.
Yeah.
And I hate it now.
I don't like it either. I got another one, which is... I hated the Reebok Stranger Things Bait collab. Hated it. One, it's doodled on. But two, I just thought it was so weak. For a series that's got two really strong seasons with
it had one strong season.
Anyway. Oh, I really liked the second season. I thought they built well.
No, I like the second season. I hate season one.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, this isn't a Stranger Things review. But anyway, I thought that for a show with great supernatural themes, strong characters, nods to 80s and 90s, you did that. That was the best you could do. Dude on old Ghostbusters, like, caricatures by Dustin. I'm sorry. That shit it does not pass. That is not okay. You had the potential to do so much cool stuff, and it was just super weak. I'm not a fan.
There was a show I was just thinking of just then. I had it in my head, and now I've forgotten it. It's going to kill me.
What do you mean? What's your reference?
Like, when you were talking about it, I just was like...
Mm-hmm. Strange thing. Anyway, but yeah, the shoe's whack. I don't like it. You didn't like it, did you?
No, I hated it. But there was, what was the shoe there?
Watching you struggle, I'm enjoying it, but I don't think it's good for the listeners.
I'll Google it.
Show it's, like Stranger Things.
No, it's got to be on worst shoes of the year list.
The other one, I'll just keep going while you're doing that, is the Supreme Terra Humara.
Oh,
who
that
do
was
you,
fucking...
Who do you think you are, Supreme? Who do you think you are? I like ACG. You know I like ACG. I like ACG because it's weird and different, and I like ACG because of Tinker's involvement. And I used to like ICG because I got it for super cheap at the factories and no one else had it. The Terra Certige pack is sick. Who do you think you are bringing back that shoe? Putting that shoe...
We sold a brick. We're going to sell anything.
Oh, my God. That, it was gross. The colorways were hideous. Hideous. Like, it, of all the ACG shit, you bring back the Terra Humara. Like, oh, my God. Like, just bring back the Talaria or something, like, aesthetically pleasing, like they did in the Vault last year. That shoe stinks. I can't believe it sold out. It's just proof that Supreme could sell shit with a, like, logo stamped in it.
Actually... I hated the Pharrell Human Maids.
Oh, you hate all of them?
All of them.
Even the channel one?
You know what? I didn't like the fact that it said Pharrell on the other side.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, huh?
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I give you that.
Yeah. Oh, actually, no. I don't mind the burgundy one with the...
There was one... I liked it when it came... Like, the first one. And then he did, like, 90 colors, like he did with his Superstar, where he's like, here's 72 colors. It's like, you're drunk. Like, that's a terrible idea.
No, no, that's the Superstar.
Yeah, I know. I said, like,
no, the Human Maid, he only made...
No, there's a ton of colours, man. I've seen, like, 10 colours.
No. He made 6 in the first pack, I think.
Yeah.
And then he made another 6 in the second pack.
Okay, I said 10. There's 12.
You're thinking of the tennis one, the Who tennis shoe.
Oh, is that what
that's
I'm thinking of?
That's fucking terrible.
Yeah, that thing ain't good.
Yeah.
Then there's a million colours of that thing, right?
There is a million colours of that
thing. Yeah, I ain't feeling that either.
The Supreme LV shoe was ugly.
Yeah, it was, because that's on my list. I hate that thing.
Yeah.
Even, like, from a dad shoe thing, if you want to do dad shoes, that shoe still stinks. Like, stinks. That shoe is not okay. I think it's just hideous. It's like, this is what kills me, right? It's like, a collaboration is not an excuse to just sell shoes. It should be an excuse to make something that people are going to lose their mind over. That thing's just soft.
Speaking of dad shoes, one of my best shoes of the year was the Stussy New Balance 990.
Yeah. Sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really nice.
Super hard to keep clean, but yeah.
Yeah, I know. It was cool though. I really liked them. Another one on here is the Profear or the Adidas. That just dropped like the other day, midnight in Australia. Man, I don't know what Addy spent on it, but they would have spent a lot of money on marketing. You drop it the same week as a Yeezy, a week before Christmas. Oh, are you drunk? What are you doing?
No, that's smart because it's like...
It's not smart.
It is because... you're a kid, you wanted a Yeezy, couldn't have it. Hey kid, we got these Profi things, buy that.
I want to ask out Sally, but Sally said no, I'm going to go ask out Karen instead. It's not how it works, mate. You don't just like, I don't know, I just picked those names out of my head. But it's not how it works. You don't just go to the next best option. That kid takes his $200 and walks out.
No.
Yeah, man.
No, take it from someone who lived in Bogan WA for 5 years. When you're at the pub, if Sally says no, you just wait because Karen's going to get drunk.
All right, this isn't about Karen. But the kid walks out with $200, man. He goes and saves it for something else. There's a release every weekend. He ain't dropping money on a Profi. We'll put it this way, Paul, right? It's supposed to be limited, right?
Yeah.
Is it still on shelf everywhere?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what was fucking funny, though? I won't name the store, but a kid ran into, let's say, a kid ran into Lower Ground in the city because the boys had put up that they had an EQT 9317,
yeah,
the one with the big boost thing, so off-white because it was in off-white color.
Oh my,
because that's
God.
What it is. So this kid like runs to the fucking counter and is like, have you got the off-white Adidas collab? And we were looking at him like, what are you talking about, man? And he's like, the off-white Adidas collab, I saw it online. And we were like, you mean the EQT?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I guess you can understand. I'll give that kid a half pass.
That kid was heartbroken.
Oh, I bet.
Heartbroken.
But he also only got his hopes up for about a minute.
What was funny is that, so he said he was from the Gold Coast and he's been there and he's with this girl.
Uh-oh.
Right?
Uh-oh.
And the girl's...
Is this going to be a safe story, Paul?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say the girl's a little hefty.
Oh, right? Paul. What?
And he was a little flamboyant. He was wearing boat shoes with no socks. Like,
oh, I hate that shit.
Like, he was a little flamboyant. And then we were like, oh, you're here from Queensland? He's like, yeah. We're or the Gold Coast or whatever. And he was like, yeah, we're here for the Australian Cheerleading Championships.
That sums it up. Okay.
Yeah. So, but I was looking at him and her and... was like,
all right, let's not get ourselves into trouble on this podcast, Paul. Moving on. The EQT support advantage. Anything with a high neckliner, knit finish at the top sucks. I hate it. I won't own any. I don't own any. I hated it in 2016. I still hate it in 2017. The look sucks.
I hate that Air Force One that has the rope tied around it.
Yeah. Oh, you hate that?
Yeah.
I don't mind that.
Why?
I don't know. I'd never wear it. I just thought it was kind of cool. It's like a snowboarding thing.
No. It's ugly shit. but
the white one was kind of dope.
But then I went to like some this Nike Foot Locker basketball event.
Yeah.
And it's an airport. And the dudes, I saw a basketball player wear it.
Oh, that guy's an idiot.
No, but it works because, no, he wasn't playing in it. He was
okay, then it's fine.
It. But it works because he's so tall, it's a mid boot. It's a mid cut for him.
It's a mid cut.
Yeah. Whereas if I wear it, it's practically like a come fuck me boot. I might as well be trying out for Pretty Woman. What the fuck?
Oh, fuck, Paul. Yeah. God damn, that's hilarious. Yeah, okay, that's fine. Dude has the biggest ankles in the world, apparently.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How tall was he?
I don't know.
Like 6'5", 6'7".
Everyone's tall to me,
yeah. Yeah, that's true. You're like 5'2".
I don't know. How tall is 5'2"?
That's short, but anyway, it doesn't matter. I was a bit of a diss, but I'm just laughing. So. What else is on your list?
Why do people use feet anyway? We live in Australia. Nobody knows what fuck 5 foot anyway.
Rarely, unless you're a football boy, I don't think anyone walks around going, I'm 172 centimetres. I don't do that, man. Basketball's all done on feet and inches. I just go that way.
See, I only know my height because I was measured when I tried to join the army. So I was the 1.71 meter.
Hey, there you go. I don't know what that is. I could Google it, but that's not how this podcast works.
Yeah.
Anything else on your shit list?
Oh, there's
a lot.
There was a lot of shit shoes this year. That
still sold somehow. Yeah.
I didn't like the Flyknit Jordan 1s.
Yeah, I gotta say, I liked them less in person than I did in the photos. I like the idea. I just feel like Flyknit, like Nike has probably got something to come after Flyknit now because they did Flyknit Chucks this year too. I think Flyknit's probably dusted. People are over Flyknit. Isn't there a Flyknit Jordan 3 coming out?
No, isn't it? So isn't 31 like the Jordan 1? 32 this year was like the Jordan 2. So 33 next year is going to be a Flyknit-y Jordan 3 inspired thing.
Something. Let's be honest.
Were you just sexting just there? What was that about?
Don't. There's a warning light, but it's my old phone that we're recording on, and I was wondering. I was just making sure we were still recording. Don't try and get me in trouble, dude. It's fine. I'm not talking to anyone. The only reason I'm on my phone is because I got my notes up.
Why can't you be sexting to your current person of interest? I don't know.
Why would I be doing that during a podcast, Paul?
You sexting whenever the sexting arrives. I
expect better from you when you're trolling in these things. This is not your best work.
Why not? Like, you know what? If a girl sends you a sexting text, you answer straight away. It doesn't matter where you are. If you're on a
this podcast. We know how this works.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that pretty much sums up my best and worst. I think best is definitely Off-White and then Kyrie 3 for me. And then worst, anything drawn on. And anything DIY.
How can you like the Off-White thing and you don't like the drawn-on thing?
Yeah, I understand that that's a complication. I actually hated the Off-White thing when I originally saw it and I was prepared to, like, rage. And I actually think I vented to you about it pretty early on about not approving of that aesthetic. There's a reason I like the Off-White thing that I don't think we talked about. And it was because they let Virgil do his own thing. I like a collab when... So the shoe for me isn't even about wanting to own them. I don't own one. I will not own any of them.
Well, you won't.
Chuck. But I don't... For me, it's more just about Virgil being able to design 10 pairs. It's like when Mark Newson did this Veg Dodgka, and like you get guys who actually supersede a collab and redesign a shoe. I appreciate that.
Well, originally it was supposed to be a Hiroshi Fujiwara.
Yeah.
Virgil collab.
I heard this.
And now it's not.
Do people know that?
I don't know. Do they?
I don't think so.
They don't?
I don't know. I don't think so. Do people know why that didn't work out?
Well, you can assume Hiroshi Fujiwara shoe sucks, but...
It was 10-10, right?
Yeah.
10-10. I don't think people know that.
He's got that Air Force One that he wears, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
It was a 10-10. I don't know. Anyway, moving on. Well, let's not...
I don't work for any of them.
Yeah,
and I get seated nothing, so what's the worst thing they could do to me?
I get seated nothing. Okay, well, there's one thing I wanted to talk about today as well outside of...
Seated is such a term that if you got seated, then you would know what seated is. Otherwise, everyone would just be like, what
sounds
the
like you're pregnant. Yeah. You're sneaker pregnant. Yeah. One thing I wanted to talk about was the resurgence of Nike Air. It seems to be coming back pretty hard at the moment. MX1's nearly sold out all over the country on the weekend.
Is that really a resurgence or is it just the fact that people got bored of Boost?
Yeah, of course. But that's just like anything, dude. It's like people buy Vans Old Schools and Chuck 70s because people got sick of shell toes.
I bought a Vans...
Please don't talk about Vans.
Why?
Anyway, moving on.
I bought a Vans Old School in Japan because it's Indigo dyed. It was the only
Indigo dyed. I'll give that a pass.
Checkerboard thing.
Okay, I'll give that a pass. That's okay. Anything indigo dyed for me, I'll give a pass. Yeah, that's fine. But yeah, so TNs are back hard at the moment.
No, they're not. TNs are not back. That new TN is back.
TN is back. 360s are on the resale market like bonkers down here.
I won't lie. I don't know the TN well enough to know the difference. I always pick them up and I think that weird, you know, that piping thing now.
Yeah, yeah, on the lateral.
It's like rubber.
Yeah.
Instead of the old piping.
Oh, the new ones. Oh, yeah, yeah. The old one was... It snapped, dude.
It just added to the junky aesthetic.
It's the junky... You know what's so funny about the TN, too, is that it's a junky shoe in this country, and now a lad shoe, to be fair.
Yeah.
But in America, that's like an elite shoe. Like, that's a, like, highly regarded shoe. Down here, if you have TNs on, you probably smoke ice.
Yeah, in Europe, they love it.
Yeah.
They think it's the best shit ever.
The fact that when I was at Nike, we called the tailwind the jailwind pretty much sums it up.
Pretty much. Oh, best of the year, the cause Jordan 4?
Yeah, I don't like it. It was nearly in my worst 10.
The black one?
Nearly in my worst 10.
The black one?
It's cause, and he releases a fucking mono black shoe. Are you kidding me? Fuck out of here.
It glows in the dark.
I don't care. It's why you like it. It's fine. It has a glow in the dark outsole. But for all the colorful work cause has put out in the last 10 years, he releases a fucking black one.
Because out of all the cause companions up there, they're all colorful, right?
So he couldn't do a contrast lateral panel or a contrast inner lining. It's cause. All he did was put some vector art. He did 10 seconds work on that shoe.
I thought it was because he did a grey one and then he's got the black companion and then there's originally going to be the brownie red one.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the brownie red one's going to be coloured, but the other one's going to be grey.
Oh, is the brownie red one coloured?
It would have to be, right?
I haven't seen it.
Well, if they're going to release one, it'd have to be because that's the only one that's got colour in it.
Yeah. Oh, what do you mean? The black one's nearly all
colored.
Yeah,
but that's the dissected. But if you have the full companion, he's just black.
Yeah, yeah, that's valid. I was disappointed. I just, as someone who's followed, like, I've got really old Kors books. Like, I'm a old fan of Kors when he was doing the bus shelter stuff. And I used to always go to original fake stores when I traveled, well, in Japan. So I love old, flamboyant, colorful, graffiti Kors. I don't like this new, like, muted, low-key Kors. So, for me, it wasn't... Like, I heard Kors was doing a Jordan. I flipped my shit. I also got a Jordan collab 4 years before Kors. But...
Every time I see... every time I see Kors stuff now, I just hear the song Everybody Hurts from R.E.M.
Yeah.
Like, if you, like, see his stuff and I just hear it, because he's always, like, hands on my face or...
Yeah, yeah.
I'm sad.
He's always sad, right? Yeah. I'd be stoked if I was him. Didn't he just... Aren't his new prints, like, $18,000 each or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I would be
stoked,
like,
man.
I'd be finger guns all the time.
Oh, man. Just waking up doing that shit. The guy's constantly posting artwork on his Instagram that I assume he owns that is worth a buttload of cash, too.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, I saw a print in
his studio is three times the size of my house.
I saw a print in Japan. It was like $12,000.
Yeah.
It's a print.
I'm pretty sure his new prints were like 18 to 30 grand. I ain't about that life, Paul.
Yeah, just buy Mark Drew Snoopy pieces instead.
Mm, yeah, do that.
Yeah.
Well, the cause has already stolen Snoopy now too, so people don't even know those exist.
Yeah, yeah. That's what another thing I got this year. I got two Mark Drew Snoopy pieces.
God damn, Paul. Is Dave Gibbons coming back anytime soon?
I cannot confirm nor deny whether or not he may be coming back or not. I don't know.
Anyway, moving on. That's a personal question. The big logo, Air Max series, did you like that?
No.
I hated it
Fuck
too.
Fuck that.
Oh man, it was not good. It nearly made my list.
I even hate the blazer swoosh on the Air Force One NBA thing. The fuck is that?
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I didn't like the big logo. I do like Air Max coming back. What's your favorite Air Max? Do you have one?
Air Max One.
Yeah, for me it's $1.95.
Oh, mine's $1.90.
90, I get, like, but infrareds are ruined for me because everyone has three retros of them. I love the 95 because it's so weird. Like, can you imagine making that shoe in 95 and people going, yeah, this is what we're going with? That's crazy.
I love the 90 because Steve Montagini used to run in them.
He literally did marathons. Yeah. We used to have a signed picture of him at Nike. You know,
yeah,
in
that's
the
one I remember, the Limes.
Yeah.
You could tell why his career was tragically cut short.
Oh man, imagine running in those things, dude.
Running a marathon in the Air Max 1.
I actually said in a podcast with you in the past, we talked about this. I was like, the only time I ever run in a 90 is when I got chased.
Yeah.
And then one thing you probably know a little bit more about than me, and I don't know what you can say or not, is There's a couple things for Addy this year that happened that were kind of big. Rick Owens severed his ties with Addy. He left, right? So
have you seen Rick Owens' wife?
No.
Google Rick Owens' wife. You got to do it.
Okay, but no, but we'll do it after this.
No. You got to do it.
I'll do it while we're talking. Okay. Yeah, you got to do it. You explain to me.
She looks like the gypsy bitch from Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, wow.
Sam Raimi movie.
Yeah, I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's his wife. Yeah. I know who she is. She's a famous as hell. Yeah, she's a famous designer, right?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if she's a designer. She just looks like she's going to curse me. And
I know who that is. Yeah. I see her a lot. Yeah, okay. Well, that explains a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And then somehow Hendra Scheme got a friggin' Adidas collab.
Yeah.
God knows what happened there. I don't know if we can talk about it, but...
I don't think I can.
Micropacer, right?
Yeah. Well, actually, have you seen... have you seen the full Hendra Scheme lineup?
No.
I may...
Have a picture. But Paul, don't show me if we can't talk about it, because...
No, you
that's
can talk,
really fine
you,
for
you
me.
You can talk about this, because I have the picture, but then that... may or may not have been from the showroom in Japan.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. I don't want to get you in trouble. Actually, yes, well, you always say dumb shit on this podcast. Show me and I'll get you in trouble. It's fine.
No one's going to get me in trouble with this, because who's going to know? I would just... Deny.
I don't know. I didn't take the photo in the showroom that I just said I was in.
Yeah.
Did what silhouettes have they done this time?
No. So they did the vegetarian version, and now they're going to do the colored version.
Oh, my God. How do they not get in more trouble for this? I don't get it. Surely companies have banged them up. Anyway, you probably can't talk about it.
No, but then allegedly a prominent streetwear company in Melbourne gets cease and desist all the time.
Allegedly a prominent... There's a prominent streetwear company in Melbourne?
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, I don't know. That probably sounds way more arsehole-y than it was meant to, but I genuinely...
It did sound very arsehole-y.
It's just only because I couldn't think of who it was.
Oh,
I think who you mean. I know who you mean now. Okay.
Fuck.
I got one cease and desist, Paul.
Did you?
Yeah, from Marvel. So when I did my Iron Man customs, I got a cease and desist from Marvel. If it was a letter, I was going to frame it, but it's an email, and I've got it saved in my outbox.
I got a friend who has a framed letter in his toilet, basically written from the neighbors in his unit.
Oh my gosh.
From basically because when he has sex, he's too loud.
That's a legitimate thing?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Why is it in his toilet?
Because it's good reading. All right, so...
Okay, what do we got?
This is the full lineup.
Oh, wow, okay. So they've done a boost.
No, so they're doing an NMD. So they released the whole Vegetan one.
Yeah.
And then
yeah.
Next year, allegedly, they're releasing the colour ones.
Colored ones.
Yeah,
okay.
We don't know if the colour ones exist or not.
Yeah.
But... apparently, they're going to release the colored one.
If they did, they would hypothetically be in the OG colors.
In the OG
color. hypothetically saying.
Yeah, just like that hypothetical Damian Lillard Bape shoe.
Yeah, what's the deal with that? I always assumed it was a custom.
No, it's legit.
It's actually legit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, it is too. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I actually thought it was a custom when I saw it.
In allegedly three colors.
Holy shit, it is too. Yeah. I don't think people... that's me talking into a drink. I don't think people know that exists for real either. I genuinely thought that was a custom. Thank you for not making me rip on customs in this podcast, because we're about to wrap it up too, and it's much appreciated.
Yep.
Big year for customs, though. I will wrap it up on that. Fucking every second kid in the world paints shoes now. Every second kid in the world bought an airbrush.
Oh, some kid online the other day, I think it was yesterday, I saw posted that he'd created a not off-white bag. And then I wrote isn't every bag that isn't an off-white bag a not off-white bag?
I'm sure my Converse backpack and my IKEA bag are not off-white bags.
Yeah. Well, your IKEA bag could eventually be an off-white.
It might very well be, yeah.
You should get one of them keep off-rug things in here.
Is that actually happening, the off-white IKEA thing?
Yeah, apparently.
Yeah, I might, if I can afford it. If it's IKEA price, I can afford it. If it's Virgil price...
I just want to see, a whole bunch of Chinese kids line up in front of IKEA.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. IKEA need to, just drop it and not tell anyone.
Yeah, but then do the kids have to go through IKEA the whole way?
Of course they do.
No, you just run at the back. I've never walked through the front.
Yeah, but how do you know which aisle and bay it's in, Paul?
You've seen my house. I know which bay it is. I just go in there and get it and go.
You just go, aisle 7, bay 4.
Yeah.
Run. Just walk in. Run, Fabrice, go.
Yeah. Go.
Get 3. You just see me lying on the wall. People are trying to get them. I'm like, they're all mine, bitch. I got many houses. Wait, that's a lie. All right, sick. Well, that's the first podcast done. I like to cut these things off in about 45 minutes.
What do you cut everything off at 45 minutes? Is that how your life works, really?
Yeah, I mean, anything more than 45, you need a break. Leave it there, Paul. Move along. So thank you for listening. I just wanted to quickly mention this podcast is basically back outside of the fact that Paul and I have talked about doing it again for another 6 months. A ton of people in the last like 3 or 4 months actually hit me up to bring it back. And I met a guy at SneakerCon from Chicago who said that him and his warehouse guys all used to listen to the podcast out the back at work. And that, you know, he came to say hi at SneakerCon and say they like the podcast. So
wait, you went to SneakerCon?
Yeah, I was a guest of G-Shock.
Oh.
You saw me there, douche.
Oh, that's SneakerCon. I thought you meant like, oh yeah.
No, right. In Melbourne, I had the flu. Yeah, you were really sick as shit. I was really sick.
You know what? We didn't talk about how shit that SneakerCon was.
I was really sick. look, G-Shock was great. I'll say I had a great time.
The G-Shock booth was amazing, and the professionalism and everything around it, especially all the how kids were happy they got their watches like customed by you.
I'll give you $20 later, Paul. Thank you.
I mean, that one kid looked like you cured cancer.
But yeah, that dude, and then a whole bunch of people have actually asked. So,
do you think that's going to happen again this year?
Sneaking on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Melbourne?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, look, I think people want it too. I don't know what their money situation was or anything.
You know what SneakerCon gave me? I walked away with no shoes, and all I did was I Googled all those YouTubers that were there.
Oh, I had no idea who those people were, man. I felt so old, like watching 16-year-olds, like 500 of them line up for some dude on a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah. And so, which then spiraled me through like all of them, and then I ended up, there's a Melbourne sneaker YouTuber, and then I ended up, and then he owns a sneaker laundry.
Oh, okay.
So then
Chase. Chase is a good dude.
Oh, Chase doesn't own it. I think Chase works there, but okay. Chase has been restoring my shoes, except...
Chase is a good dude.
Yeah, so Chase repainted my Black Cement 3s, because after seeing those, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to repaint it.
Thank you for not asking me.
You don't have time for that.
Don't touch worn shoes. But thank you. No, I appreciate you passing. That was a genuine thank you. That wasn't me being a dick.
Hey man, could you pay the my midsole? You'd just be like, fuck you.
Fuck you, Paul.
Google.
No, that's good. Chase is a nice guy. Chase is a good dude. I wish them success.
I don't get the whole shoe cleaning thing, because I guess I can clean at home. But I guess if you, I do have friends who can't clean their shoes. So I guess.
Look, whatever works for him, man. I like Chase. If it works out and it's successful, then I'm happy for him. So
their shoe trees are a lot better than IKEA ones.
Oh yeah,
yeah, because they're the ones that click in instead of fully spring loading.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, yeah. Like I said at the start of the podcast, we're going to try and do this once a month.
We're going to see you in 6 months.
We'll see. No, I re-upped to pay for all my uploading and everything again. So I've paid for the podcast for 12 months. So we're doing this. It's happening. I'm not paying for the podcast.
What, is it like podcast. All you can eat? Like if you pay for upload for 12 months?
Oh, no, you have a data limit.
Oh.
Yeah. So if somehow I got famous, I'd probably have to upgrade my plan, but that's not going to happen. So
you said we do this and we get free shoes. I didn't get shit. Since it came out, I thought I was going to get a Bape jacket from Puma. Didn't get one of those.
Well, you blame James for that.
I do blame James.
I didn't get one either.
Fuck you, James, if you're listening. Fuck you.
He's probably one of the 10 people that will listen to this.
Hey, you know what? I stopped caring when he left Puma.
Yeah.
Well, I guess we're not allowed to say where we went, so...
No, I don't know, so let's move on.
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Well, I don't know.
Fuck you, James, anyway. I should have got the Puma jacket.
Yeah, but look, I said... Yeah, but let's be honest, Paul. I don't think I said that. And if I did, you have proceeded to drop the F-bomb 500 times in every episode, therefore probably hurting your seeding, like...
You know what? I just want to be seated once. Someone impregnate me. Come on.
I'll send you a pair of chucks. All right. Thanks for listening, guys. Until next time, we'll speak to you soon. And
Wait. Did you just say you're going to send me a pair of chucks?
Bye-bye.